Biz Wade Rathke, the chief organizer, report on whatever happened to the community economic development strategy. Driving between New Orleans and Little Rock on my monthly route to oversee the 100,000-watt KBF radio station in Little Rock and our union operations in Arkansas, you hopscotch from Vicksburg, Mississippi, on Interstate 20 to Tallulah, Louisiana, in one of the poorest parishes in that state, and go north on Highway 65 through Sondheimer and Transylvania until you cross into Arkansas and Eudora. When you come to the dead end at the lake, you can either go left to Lake Village and on up to Little Rock, or go right for 16 miles and cross a modern, newish bridge over the Mississippi and land in the Delta town of Greenville. I'd heard there was a small radio station facing some challenges in Greenville, and though I had been missing a connection, it was only a half hour out of my way to do some cold door knocking and see if there was any way I could lend a hand. I was interested in more than WDSV 91.9 FM and 1,500 watts of power. In trying to track down the folks at WDSV, I'd hit the web to see if MACE, Mississippi Action for Community Education, was still alive and well. It turned out that, in fact, the old twin organization, the Delta Foundation, was actually the license holder for WDSV. When ACORN was still a young organization in Arkansas and starting to expand, we would frequently cross paths with MACE and the Delta Foundation. Funders would ask how we were different, in some cases suggest we should stop this community organizing stuff and just do economic development like Delta. Ed Brown, the founder of Delta Foundation, was from Baton Rouge and was helpful when I was opening the ACORN office in New Orleans where he was living, and then before moving to Africa and later Atlanta. Charles Bannerman, his assistant from New York City, who ended up as the executive director of Delta, was a legendary fundraiser and the darling of foundations, large and small, until his untimely death. And many ACORN leaders and organizers were Bannerman fellows over the years, which has become a major part of his legacy. Larry Farmer, the MACE community organizer, was my buddy and ally on the Youth Project Board. I'd been out of touch for decades, so it was worth a detour just to see what was up. The Mississippi Delta is one of the lowest income areas in the country, and with its African-American majority, the scene of civil rights struggles that in many ways haven't ended yet. Economically, when you drive through Greenville, you first come to an abandoned housing project, then see for sale signs on empty warehouses and downtown vacancies side by side with current commercial operations. When people talk about economic recovery, the conversation lingers over decades rather than just the last few years. The Delta Foundation's building was big and on Main Street. They'd been in a small, select group of organizations that were the model for what community economic development might mean in the 1970s. Two ladies saw me in the parking lot looking across the street at two radio stations. I was wondering if WDSV was over there rather than here. They said no. They showed me the side door where you entered the building. A young woman there operating a site where you could enroll in pre-TSA airport screening helped me find the station and called up for folks to come visit with me. We then had a productive session that finally had to end after 3 hours so I could get on to Little Rock. Visiting with them and one of the original founders, Spencer Nash, who was on his way to retirement and had come back to Delta in Greenville from Macomb, where he had been a judge, to run the organization. There had been some problems and a significant debt had to be retired, but in talking with him, it was clear the challenges were deeper than that for Delta. Their strategy had been to buy small manufacturing plants to create jobs in the Mississippi Delta region. I asked him about a plant that I remembered they'd bought in Memphis that made window fans. Long gone. Nash told me they'd also recently sold their plant in Little Rock where they made retractable attic stairways. They had one small manufacturing operation still in the Greenville area. What happened? Nash said the competitors had moved to Mexico and the Delta Foundation couldn't compete on the labor cost. They provided loan and other small services now in addition to operating the radio station. In some ways, their highly touted economic development strategy had been collateral damage swept up by the tidal wave of globalization that's exacerbated inequity by obliterating decently waged manufacturing jobs. Seems like for this strategy to have continued to work, we would need a policy that sheltered job development projects like those owned by Delta from NAFTA and the backwash of globalization. We didn't, and we won't, and it's too late now. AMFM, KBF, and WAMF will help WDSV become a community force for our friends in the Delta, but there needs to be a broader and more effective strategy that works for today. Nash told me that my friends and comrades had now all passed away as well, but the problems remain, and the banner has to be carried forward. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.